Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we're going to start off today with and I want to apologize again. I don't know what's going on with my setup. It really bothers me, the clicking. And some of you guys may not even notice it, but there's occasionally I'll get a pop or a click or something like that in my audio. And I think it's because I record directly to the computer, but I think most people do that. And I'm not really, I have nothing else running on the computer. It is a gaming laptop, so it should be fine. And normally I just have like one pop or click, one or two maybe. And I just live with them and, you know, whatever. And then yesterday it was like skipping and popping and like weird, I don't know, weird crap that went on. And I didn't want to re-record the whole thing. So I didn't. So I'm sorry that you guys, anybody who was annoyed by that, I'm sorry that you had to endure that. I hope it won't happen today. We'll see what happens. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail.
Adam. I just have to say, oh my God, on the coat touching you on the airplane. It's public transportation. It's really no different than riding a bus or the train, subway. And I mean, I know you would die if you had an experience like I had a year ago or so, where I have this lady that's sitting next to me that's a large woman. She's got like these breasts.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I realize that maybe some of these things are unrealistic of me, and by all means, I'm not sitting in first class, but I guess it's just that I avoid confrontation. So in my brain, I'm sitting there thinking, I wish I could ask this person to move over or not encroach on my space or something like that. And maybe I should just live with it. But a flight is a little bit different. When you say public transportation, a flight is a long term. It's a long thing. It's not like you're on a bus and you're on a city bus or something and you're going maybe a 10-minute ride to your next stop or whatever. This is hours. And this guy is sleeping and his coat is just draping across me, basically across my shoulder. And he's not noticing at all. I just feel like that's a little bit rude. And it's just constantly going through my brain. But I also understand your point that, yes, we all bought tickets. But in my mind, I bought a ticket for a certain amount of space. And he's encroaching in my space. That's what I'm thinking.
That are about 50 pounds a piece. And like her whole boob is, you know, in my seat. You know, she's apologizing and feeling really bad about it. And I'm not very happy about it, but it's public transportation and the plane's full. And you just got to get over things like that. Anyway, enjoy. This is Chuck. Enjoy your podcast.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Chuck, I think you're new. I don't know. I don't think you've ever called in. So anyway, thank you for calling. I really appreciate that. And I'm so sorry to disagree with you. Well, I don't really disagree. I understand what you're saying. I get your point. I really do. However, that being said, I am a very thoughtful person and I don't feel like I would ever do anything like that. Like, and I understand with someone who is a larger person and they can't afford a first class ticket or to buy two tickets or whatever the case may be, then, you know, there's only so much they can do. They're going to hang over. But I feel like if it's the case of someone, a skinny person, this guy was a skinny guy, but the way he was draping his coat over his head was clearly going into my space. And there are certain things that are unavoidable. And then there's something where you're just being inconsiderate of other people. It's kind of like the guys who manspread. or whatever it's called, you know, and they just, like, their legs just go in this V shape, you know, whatever. And I understand we all have balls that hang down and you don't want to smush them. I understand that. But my legs are closed when I'm on a plane or when I'm in any place that there's not very much space. And so, anyway, it's a small thing. It's a first world problem. I will admit it. And I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. I just did not enjoy it. But thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. All right. So I'll go back to, I talked about an email that Dan sent in and I said that I would, oh, by the way, Dan did send me a nice infographic on douching. So now I feel like I'm a complete expert. So anything you guys need to know about douching, you know, just ask me. I know everything. Dan sent me an infographic. I'm all good. But he gave me an idea for an app, and hey, you guys send me all your ideas for apps because I'll willingly steal an idea and become a millionaire. But what he said is, he said many of us podcasters rely on finding guests for our shows, and he says they can bring credibility, grow audience, and bring in new voices. And he goes on to say that Gayish does this. They do a mix of guest episodes and non-guest episodes, and a lot of times they'll trade where they'll ask someone to come on their show and then they'll go on their show, you know, to, it's kind of like YouTubers who do collabs, you know. And by the way, Dan, I would love to go on Gayish if they want to invite me. By the way, I would do that. They could come on here even. I don't usually do co-hosted podcast. I mean, Geeky Gay is not usually co-hosted, but I'd bring him in. Anyway, I'm pimping myself out right now. But anyway, so he says they do this, and he said he could benefit from it because Dan produces. He says as their PA, which sounds like personal assistant, but I think producer assistant. I'm not really sure. He said he could benefit from an app where people who want to be guests on podcasts could create profiles with tags of the topics that they're qualified to speak to and a bio. And then there's a way that you can search and you can go on there and kind of hook up or link up with various, you know, either people who want to be guests or podcasts who need guests could, like, you know, interact with, kind of like a LinkedIn, I'm thinking, for podcasting sort of thing. And he says, as far as a revenue stream, he could think of a few options. There could be a lot of recruiting sites require podcasts to pay to do searches, or like a lot of recruiting sites do, they make the employers pay to do a search for employees. You can make the podcast pay to do searches, you know, and so, I don't know. He said you could add premium features. You could build a large pool of user information that could then be sold to the highest bidder, I think. He says you could get podcasts to advertise, you know, so they could advertise their show. Direct advertising by folks like Anchor who are trying to target podcasters, or Amazon Associates links to start. So, you know, I think that's not a bad, I've thought about Dan doing some sort of podcasting thing, but every time I think about it, I'm like, there are so many tools out there already. And I just get discouraged because I'm like, oh man, everybody's already thought of the good idea. Although that doesn't exist. The only problem, I'm just devil's advocate here, you know, that completely relies on building up a lot of profiles, right? Like Facebook. Oh, I just muted myself. Anyway, like Facebook, where you have to have a mass of people to get other people to come in. So it's like you have a lot of time where you're trying to build up. So the thing I would worry about is, like, how would I initially get a lot of guests and a lot of podcasters on there so that I actually, it does become useful, right? But I do think it's a good idea, though. I'll have to think about that. I have thought about, you know, and there are other things, you know, you could build a site that's got a lot of different tools available, or an app that's got a lot of different tools available. But this would be obviously a website. And like you said, add features over time. So that could be one of them. I do love podcasting, but it's always been a hobby, so we'll see. Oh, one other thing I want to talk about. I've been watching Linus Tech Tips, and I'm still trying to think about like what my YouTube channel is actually going to be. I thought I should aim it more towards, obviously I'm older, I'm 41, so I'm not going to be one of these, hey guys, it's your boy, Adam, but at the same time, I don't know, just doing straight up developer content might be kind of boring as well for YouTube. So I don't know. I've got to think about like, how can I do a tech channel that's fun to watch, but also has some really good information, but can also be a variety of things, not just developing, some home automation, some whatever. So I'm still thinking about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call like Chuck did, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.